The New Jersey city of Newark got some, well, not quite disastrous, but certainly bad news recently. Once again, its airport is number one in the nation in delayed flights. Nancy Solomon reports.
It turns out it's not so easy to rise above the traffic-clogged byways of the New Jersey-New York metropolitan region, even quite literally. For the third time in 4 years, Newark Liberty International Airport has the worst on-time arrivals record and the second worst in departures.
All right, flight 1829 to Newark Liberty International was delayed. It arrived
flight
at 6:43 a.m.
was estimated to arrive Newark at 9:33
p.m. The flight is currently
PM.
Delayed by 1 hour and 30 minutes.
The arrival time for this flight has not been
flight
updated.
Flight 649 to Newark Liberty International is currently delayed. It's estimated to arrive at 1:04 a.m.
If that's not enough, ask a limousine driver like Mohammed Mustafa, who spends the better part of his day standing in the baggage claim area, holding a sign up waiting for his next customer.
Yes, a lot. They come in late a lot, you know. Maximum it could be 45 minutes to an hour and a half late. And when they tell you they're on time, 90% they're not.
The owner of the airport, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, says the delays aren't its fault. Spokesman Mark Lavornia says blaming the airport would be like holding your driveway responsible for a slow commute home.
It's not the airport on the ground that there's problems moving planes or anything along those lines. Shared airspace between Newark, Kennedy, and LaGuardia is the most congested airspace on the planet. We have three major airports all within a 25-mile radius.
To relieve some of this pressure, the Port Authority recently purchased Stewart Airport and plans to turn it into the region's fourth major airport. That might help travelers like Giovanni Santiago of Brooklyn, whose flight to Miami was delayed, leaving him with 2 hours and not a whole lot to do.
Well, drinking coffee and wandering and talking to you. It's a good way to spend my time right now.
The Federal Aviation Administration has been working on a plan to make regional air traffic more efficient since 1998. It's taking so long because the agency has to determine how each change would affect every person, plant, or animal below. Russ Halloran, an air traffic controller and president of his union local, says there's another culprit. The FAA dictates how often flights can take off and land, but the airlines can list their departures at any time they want. Halloran says airlines schedule dozens of planes to leave at the same time, but Newark only has three runways.
We normally have about 50 to 60 departures in the morning at 9 o'clock. Do the math, 9 o'clock, 50, 60 airplanes, we're going to have delays for departures. But our airport is run on such a tight basis that if one thing goes wrong, the airport is backed up for the day, and it's just too much traffic and too small of an airspace.
Halloran says the creation of another major airport on Long Island will help, but it's likely to fall prey to the same fate of many a New Jersey highway. By the time it's built, it won't be large enough to handle the traffic. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.